Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some thoughts on how we might be able to increase our milk margins as we move through the next 12 months. Many of you, as we come out of summer, you start looking at your breeding records over the summer and you realize that, you know, we didn't get as many animals pregnant as what we would have liked to. So a key factor you need to consider is, what is the average days open in your herd today? How many of those animals are more than 150 days in milk? Every day open costs you at least $3 per day, or maybe closer to $5 per day. Here's the good news. Cull prices right now are extremely good. So if you have animals that are 150 days or more open, and they're in really good condition, they're actually worth a lot of money at the market. And you can buy a lot of good heifers out there for $1,700 or $1,800 a piece. So a lot of times we might be able to trade one of those open cows for a springing heifer and not invest any money or invest very little money in that heifer. Now we've got something that, as we go into the fall and winter, something that's going to milk well for us. It's going to make our herd younger, and it's going to do something about those large number of days open that we have in our herd, because now we've just dropped it significantly. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to look very hard at the animals that have long days open in their herd and whether or not they should stick around over the next several months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.